Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Okay, let's see if our mouths work. Are they working? Is yours working?
I think so.
Cassie, yours working?
Barely.
Mo?
Yep, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't spoken a word since last Friday, but I think it's working.
All right, so we're all back from our Thanksgiving holiday. Give us a highlight of your holiday, Abby.
So my family, they actually come up here every single Thanksgiving, so it's very ironic that I live here now, because normally I get to avoid the holidays, and now I'm like, I live 2 hours away, so I'll see y'all soon. They got like a lake house, and they always do like a big Thanksgiving spread every year, and I gotta say my family stepped up this year. We are notorious for having the blandest, driest, grossest Thanksgiving spread of all time. They brought out the big. They had homemade focaccia this year with olive oil.
I thought you were about to curse.
Oh, yes. I was cursing at the dinner table. I was like, shoot, this is good. They actually smoked a turkey, so it had flavor and moisture to it. I was so dang proud of them, and no one got in a big brawl, so it was a big win for me this year.
Win all the way around.
Win all the way around.
All right, I'll save Mo for a second, because his story and my stories are going to look a little similar, at least the beginning of the week. Kristen.
Shocker, we traveled back to Kentucky to see our family, because my family and my husband's family all live in Kentucky. Highlight was seeing Jimmy with his cousins, because my son is 2.5 now, and him playing with his cousins and how he beams. He would wake up in the morning saying their names, asking where they were, and then at night ask them where they were. And then when we got home, when we finally got back home, he was crying because he wanted to see them. Like, it was honestly, it was super sweet.
You posted a picture on Instagram yesterday or last night, and I don't know anything about your family, but it was of all the kids, some of the kids, the boys, and I don't know anything about their personalities except Jimmy's, right? So there was this kid over here, I'm not even sure which relative it was, mouth closed, not really entirely happy to be taking a picture. This one has half a smile. This one over here, a little bit more of a smile. And there's Jimmy in the middle just mugging it up like, this is the greatest day of his life.
He's just cheesing so hard. We had the best time. We rented this cabin that was built in the late 1700s and just had the family come over there to do a leftovers like the day after Thanksgiving dinner. And it was a really beautiful visit. Got some really great quality family time.
Good. That's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Cass, how about you?
It was not a great week, if I'm being honest. So my highlight was Thanksgiving is done and we got our Christmas tree on Sunday.
Why was it not great?
Across my immediately family, there were 3 trips to the emergency room.
Oh, God. First of all, is everybody okay?
Everyone's okay, I think. So it was just, I don't want to go into too much detail, but my son was one of them. And then we've been sick since like literally September, but it was like this week, it was like croup and then diarrhea. My husband has pneumonia. My daughter got pink eye. My son had to go to the ED emergency department because he wasn't breathing properly. And it was just like one after the other. The turkey, when it got delivered, got left on some random table in the backyard. So we didn't find it until 3 days later. So we had to get a new turkey. The farm was really good at working with us on it. But I mean, it was just like one after the other. I was like, thank God we didn't plan anything this Thanksgiving. We're just going to sit at home. Like literally it was like 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. And I was like, I guess we should eat. I'm like not in the mood.
How many days into your vacation are you like, I cannot wait to get back to work?
Well, I wasn't getting back to work. I just couldn't wait for this to be over. It was like, pow, 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 pow. And I was like, dude, already. So it was a lot of little things, nothing major, which was, I'm thankful Thanksgiving that it was nothing major. But damn, I'm glad that is done. And I'm going to say that took all the bad karma and Christmas is going to be awesome.
Hopefully, it's the balance of life.
No, right? Not hopefully. I'm manifesting or whatever it is New Age people do. It's happening. It's happening.
It has to. Bert, it has to.
Now it must.
I can't do it again.
So Mo and I, without even knowing it when we booked the trips, ended up in Brazil together at the same time. Now,
you guys are so connected.
We were so connected, right? So connected.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take us a couple of different segments to cover some of the things that happened, but I think a good launching place is Mo's initial plane ride to Brazil. Because just to set the record straight, I told you guys that my son was coming down a couple of days later while I was there because he thought that his high school football team was going to be playing in the state championship 3 weeks before they even played in that game. And he said he wanted to stay for it. They didn't make it. And I said, oh, that's too bad. I'm going. I'll see you in a couple of days. So I was a little bit nervous about, and he's traveled a lot since he was like a 5 years old. So I knew he could work his way through the airport. I've taught him everything. He reads all the signs when we go on vacation. He leads me through the airport. But this was a little tricky. It's an international flight. Then when he got down to Sao Paulo, you had to like get your bags and then go through customs and then recheck them. So it was a little more complicated. So I was a little nervous about him getting down there. And as luck would have it, Mo ended up on the same flight escorting my son, which was not supposed to happen.
No, it was. I was supposed to be on the flight the night before, but which is, I don't know if I want to tell this entire story now because it's a long one. But basically, this all came down to me, my guy, and my lady going on this trip, and they were surprising me. And I told you guys about it when we were on the fur bus, and this is why I feel so bad about for my dude, because like he wanted to be there more than anything. Literally on our way to the airport, his back gives out on him, like completely gives out on him. The man can't even walk. He can't get out the car. He can't do anything. And this is me learning that he had a really bad case of sciatica. So the choice was either to take him to the hospital or to just kick him and roll him out the car and then keep going to the airport. And as a friend, I just couldn't do it. So I took him to the hospital.
Let's pause there for just 1 second and go around the room and test each other's friendship loyalty. If this is you and it's your friend, do you leave for the airport and drop your friend off at the doctor or do you stay with?
Well, you do so much traveling, right?
Like
you get to go to a lot of places. I can't remember the last time I traveled out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dropping you off at the hospital and I'm heading to the airport.
Cassie.
If you are married or have a partner, I'm calling them and they will meet you at the hospital. If you're not, I'll stay with you.
So this, yeah, go ahead.
No, so the thing is, we did drop him off at the hospital, but that's what would have caused you to miss the flight. So you got to remember that. That's your choices.
Mm-hmm.
If you take him to the hospital, you're going to miss the flight. Or you just kick him out right there and keep it pushing and let him call a lift and get himself to the hospital. That was the choice.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, what was he saying? Like, was he like, you know, you all go, or was he in so much pain? He's like, you got to take me to the hospital.
It was like, y'all go without me. Ah, my bad. Yeah, he was pouring it on.
If I'm in that car and he's like, hey, will you guys stay with me? All I'm hearing is, hey, you guys have a great trip. I don't care what he's saying.
I couldn't do it.
For a pinched nerve, I might make a call a lift.
Yeah.
Abby?
It depends on the friend, and it depends how much money it would take for me to change my flight. Because if it's free, all right, I'll take the good karma and be a good friend. But if it's costing me like the same, if I got to rebuy my ticket, sorry, bro, I'm calling you a Lyft.
Yeah. You're not like catching a flight a couple hours later. You're catching a flight the next day.
The next day.
You're missing an entire day of your vacation.
Pretty much.
Okay, depending on the ailment, if we think he's having a heart attack or something,
right.
All right.
Right.
But you got some sciatica issues, I'm calling you a Lyft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have called him a Lyft.
For me, it's like, bye, bitch!
I mean, that's really what the holiday season's all about.
That's true. Looking back on it, I wish I would have, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do him like that. That's my guy. Abby, you're right, though. If it was any other friend, I wouldn't have thought twice, but this is like a brother to me. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do it. We took him to the hospital, and then I ended up missing my flight and having to wait until the next day. So the next day...
What did your lady say about all this? Because this was a gift from her to you.
You know, let's just stay here. Let's just go ahead and roll
okay.
it out
yeah.
as our first segment. Go ahead, because this has got layers.
So, yeah, it does. So, all right, so we missed that flight. Now, what we're supposed to do is get on the next one. And we couldn't even make that one because my lady convinced me to go with him. She was like, because I ain't going to lie, I was 50-50. And she was like, we can't do that. That we cannot leave him here. God forbid something happens now between then and then. You will never be able to let that go. You won't be able to forgive yourself. This is your friend. Don't do that. I'm like, all right. So we take him. And then now we start boogieing to try to make it back. We get into the budget line because we had a rental car. She rented a car for the weekend so that she can take me to the studio and then we'd have to pay for lifts and do all this other stuff.
Oh, you had to drop the car off.
We have to drop the car off. That's another layer to it. So we get there, we're in the budget line, and the guy hits the trunk and goes, I think you guys are in the wrong line. So I look at her and I'm like, are we in the wrong line? She's like, no, this is why I got the car. So I get out the car confident. No, we good, my dude. What you talking about? He's like, all right, well, then y'all fine. And then I hear her go, uh-oh. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's that about? And then I look down, and the paper right on the windshield says Hertz. I don't know why she's in the budget line. So now he's like, yeah, I got to go all the way. Yeah. So at that point, I'm like, okay, there's the other flight. So now we're definitely not leaving. So we end up having to leave our bags at the airport, go all the way home, come back the next day, and then get on that flight, of which now we really don't even know if our bags are on that flight. It's a whole thing. So I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm just getting on the flight. Whatever happens, happens. If we have bags, we have bags. If we don't, we don't. So I get on the flight.
So now, just so I know, so you've missed one flight or two flights?
Yeah. Two flights at this point.
Okay.
Two flights. That puts me on the flight where I get on, I'm walking onto the plane, and then I hear someone go, Mo? Like, really shockingly. And I turn, and it's Hollis.
Hey!
He's sitting like two seats behind me. Like, literally, like, he's like, I jumped up on this flight. I'll tell you on the way because it's a long story. But that's how Hollis and I ended up on the same flight. And I text Bert and I'm like, hey, I'm going through a lot. I missed all my flights. But the good news is I'm on the flight with Hollis. And he didn't even respond. And I think it was because you said you thought I was joking,
yeah,
right?
I'm like, you didn't miss two. You're not going to be. Hollis was supposed to leave like way at a different time. So I'm like, I thought he was just joking. But nope.
A day and a half later, I think, is when Hollis was leaving after us. And then I ended up on the same flight with him. And literally, my guy is still down bad. He couldn't walk for like 3 or 4 days. So he missed the entire trip. We were going down there to meet his girl that he met from 2 years ago.
That's right.
They had this plan for 2 years. He finally was on his way to meet her. She has tickets to the game. We have his ticket and her ticket. He never made it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did make the game, which ended up being a very epic experience, yeah, which we'll get into. But, yeah, I missed about a day and a half of my trip and didn't have bags then pretty much the entire time.
They lost his bags.
No.
Have you ever met a dude that has his bags lost as much as this guy?
I will never check a bag again. I am done. I am carrying on no matter what from here on out. But yes, I had my bags for maybe 2 days out of 8 in Brazil, Colorado, and then coming back to Atlanta. I had no bags. Yeah, it was layers.
Yeah. So there's a second layer to this that we'll get into later because he and I were really accidentally part of soccer history in the worst way in Brazil. We'll tell you about it later.
The Bert Show.